It may seem counterintuitive. Constructing a new $34 million facility to serve as home to the Joint Special Operations University at the same time the Pentagon is making steep budget cuts. But Dr. Brian Marr, the university president, says their curriculum is at the core of the Defense Department's plan to use smaller special forces teams.
The Secretary of Defense just the other day said, hey, you know, as we're cutting back some of the forces, we're going to see the special operator on the battlefield. And they're going to be in small teams, and they're going to be needed to kind of have the skills and that intellectual capacity to talk back to chiefs of staffs of services and ministries of defense and be able to help formulate and articulate what the United States is trying to do.
The Joint Special Operations University was created in 2000 to train special operations forces a year before the 9/11 terrorist attacks. What started as training courses and workshops has developed into an educational institution known as JSOW for short. It is working on accreditation as a degree-granting university.
We want to take the niche, and it would be primarily for our non-commissioned officers, and help them get a higher-level education, but in the things that are going to be meaningful for the rest of their career. So, critical thinking skills, solving complex problems.
Marr says those intellectual skills are essential for special forces today because a majority of their focus is building security cooperation and partnerships with other government agencies and nations. He says only 5 to 10% of special forces work is direct action.
It's something that we call phase zero or before the bang. We don't ever want to get to where there's an armed conflict. And sometimes, just the training mission, working with, a partner nation that has a problem that maybe is localized or very regionally oriented, and, we can help them by solving that problem or at least minimizing its growth.
The JSOW facility is being built alongside MacDill's U.S. Special Operations Command, where Army Lieutenant General John Mulholland is deputy commander.
Nowhere in the world, literally, will you find such an academic institution dedicated to the professional study and practice of special operations.
Speaking of the groundbreaking that attracted more than 100 guests, Mulholland praised the building's design that is as versatile and adaptable as the 21st century special operations forces are expected to be.
Among many other capabilities and attributes that will be embedded within it, this building will support JSOW evolving to a fully accredited, nationally recognized degree-granting university, providing a variety of academic programs and electives specifically designed for special operators.
The general hesitated and then referred to a hovering helicopter.
That's not one of ours. It'd be quieter.
Special operations forces are sometimes referred to as the quiet warriors. The new JSOW building is scheduled to be completed next year. Until then, classes will continue to be held just off base at a former bank building. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.